scientists turned to China for clues about a disease killing bats in our region. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. White nose syndrome is killing bats in 27 states and 5 Canadian provinces. It's a disease caused by a fungus. 5 of Michigan's 9 bat species can get the disease. The bats that hibernate underground are the ones at risk, and the northern long-eared bat is getting hit especially hard. Researchers at the University of California, Santa Cruz are studying bats in China that appear to be resistant to the fungus. Joseph Hoyt joins me now. He's one of the lead authors on the study. I understand you studied bats at 5 sites in China and 5 sites in the Midwestern U.S. What did you find?
Yeah, so we're kind of looking at bats in China to really kind of understand what the long-term dynamics might kind of look like for bats in North America as this disease kind of plays out. And so from this research, it appears that bats are actually resistant. So the 4 species that we looked at in China, which just means that they're actually able to kind of reduce the disease severity. And so we're actually seeing significantly lower amounts of fungus on the bats in China than we do see in areas of North America where the disease is just kind of first invading.
This disease has been in bats in the U.S. for about a decade now, but it's been affecting bats in Asia and Europe for a lot longer, right?
Yes. So it's not exactly known how long bats in Europe and Asia have kind of coexisted with the disease, but some kind of more recent evidence suggests at least the order of thousands of years, but it could be definitely much longer than that.
Have you learned anything from the bat species you've studied in China that might help bats in the U.S. fight the disease somehow?
So nothing that would result in an actual kind of control measure, but understanding whether bats might evolve kind of either resistance or kind of tolerance to the fungus can definitely influence what kind of controls we might put into place here in North America to try to mitigate the disease a bit.
Does a bat's ability to cope with this disease vary by species?
Yeah, definitely. So even within North America, we see quite a bit of variation. And so, you know, one of the species that we looked at, the big brown bat, is actually kind of only moderately affected by the disease. And so they haven't really experienced the same population level collapses as some of the other species. And so yeah, it appears that that species potentially already kind of has some resistance to the fungus. And so we actually see kind of lower amounts of fungus on that species, as opposed to the northern long-eared bat, which was recently listed under the Endangered Species Act as threatened due to the disease, where we see, you know, kind of uniformly high declines across all of the sites.
How close do you think we are to finding something that could help bats on a large scale?
You know, there's some kind of small, you know, small-scale field trials that are underway. But yeah, at this point, there's nothing that we have that is kind of a slam dunk that we can kind of move forward with, unfortunately. But I think we are definitely moving forward, and so, you know, hopefully in the next year to 2 years, we'll kind of be, you know, moving beyond that stage and hopefully have something that some kind of tool that we can actually use in the field to kind of reduce the impacts of this disease.
Joseph Hoyt is a PhD student at the University of California, Santa Cruz. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you.
You can find out what you can do to help bats in Michigan on our website, michiganradio.org. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.